Welcome to another edition of the Virginia Athletics Podcast, which we now record every week in the studio here at John Paul Jones Arena. I'm your host, Jeff White from VirginiaSports.com. Today is Thursday, and training camp for UVA football starts tomorrow. My guest today is one of the team's most respected players, and that's running back Jordan Ellis. Jordan, thanks for joining the show. How you doing?
Thanks for having me.
So this is your fifth and final training camp at UVA. What's kind of your mentality going into it? Do you enjoy training camp? Is it a grind? Is it a combination of all that?
Well, kind of like now, I know what to expect. Kind of my fifth year is my fifth fall camp, so I kind of know what to expect. So, I mean, I'm not really, like, nervous. It's more, like, anxiousness to see, like, how our team looks in the fall camp and during the practices and stuff like that. And just more excitement for the first game and just getting my body ready, getting my teammates ready, just getting ready for the first game, and just leaving it all out there. My last season, so just got to leave it all out there, have no regrets, and that's really what I'm focusing on.
So you all move into the team hotel today, right? Who's your roommate?
Well, I don't move into the team hotel because I have an off grounds house.
Oh, okay.
So if you have an off grounds house, you can actually you don't have to stay in the hotel if you don't want to. You can if you want to, but I decided to just stay in my apartment. So
you live with anybody on the team or by yourself?
No, I actually have my own apartment. So
yeah.
So it's pretty cool. Yeah.
So you grew up in Suwanee, Georgia, which is outside of Atlanta. There's a sizable contingent on the team here of guys from the Atlanta area. Did you play against any of your current teammates in high school or know any of those guys?
Yeah, so I actually transferred into Peace Urias High School, which is in Suwanee. So my first 2 years, I went to Shamley High School, which is actually in DeKalb County. It's probably a little closer to Atlanta. And then I transferred to Peachtree Ridge for my last 2 years of high school, just more exposure and stuff. So I actually played against Rob Snyder.
Rob Snyder, yeah, I think he mentioned that when I talked to him.
I played against him my senior year of high school. He was a sophomore, and he started, and that was a pretty crazy game. Him and our schools are both rivals, so it was a big rivalry game.
Oh, yeah, he was telling me you're right down the road from each other.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it was probably over 10,000 fans at the game. I mean, they beat us on, like, a game-winning touchdown and stuff. It was pretty crazy. So, and
about Jordan Mack?
He actually went to a high school in the same county, but it was a private school, so I never played against him. And
same with Joey Blunt. He was at a private school.
Yeah, he was at a private school, yeah. But I've all heard of their schools and stuff like that. They're very respected schools.
So Rob Snyder, he's a linebacker for people who don't know him. He redshirted in 2016. He was going to play last year, and then he tore his pec, missed the whole year. He had a really good spring. He's moved up the depth chart, I know. What do you know about him as a player, or what should people know about him?
Oh, he's very physical. I mean, he loves contact. I mean, that's what you got to have playing inside linebacker. And I mean, he's not scared to hit. I mean, just going against him, I mean, you know, you got to bring it every play. I mean, with having him and J-Mac in the inside, I mean, I feel like that could be a good duo if they decide to put him in the starting lineup. Or I know Cook is rotating with that too. So, I mean, but Rob he's physical. He's pretty much what they're looking for in a linebacker here at UVA. I mean, he kind of fits that role.
Tell us about your recruiting story. How did you end up at UVA?
So we ended up at UVA. So with Coach London's staff, he recruited me. And they just came down for a spring practice right before my senior year, and they kind of like liked what they saw, and they were actually my first offer. First time I ever talked to them, they offered me and stuff, so that kind of meant a lot to me. And I actually took a visit this summer going into my senior year, and I kind of liked the campus, kind of liked the feel for the coaching staff, and I just kind of liked everything, the balance of like academics and athletics, and that ultimately led me committing on my visit, and I stayed committed through my senior year all the way up until signing day. So that kind of just led me here.
When Coach Mendenhall took over here after the 2015 season, he immediately put his stamp on the program in a number of different ways. One of those ways to instill this tradition where players had to earn the right to select their jersey numbers. Each of his first 2 years, you were selected by your teammates to choose first. What did that mean to kind of know you had won the respect of your teammates that way? Because I'm guessing going into the vote, maybe you didn't know where you were going to finish.
Oh, that meant a lot. I mean, because, I mean, it means a lot just getting your teammates to know that you work hard, you come every day and do the right things, just doing the right things, the reputation of doing things the right way. I mean, that's one thing I pride myself on. I mean, it takes no talent to work hard or do the things the right way. I mean, your talent's going to take care of itself on the field and stuff like that, but the things that you do off the field mean just as much. And just being a good teammate, picking the younger guys up when they need that, just doing things the right way, that's what I pride myself on, anything I do. And just having the respect of my teammates, that means the world to me.
Where does your work ethic come from?
It comes from a lot of people in my life. I mean, obviously, one of the main persons in my life is my mom. I mean, I see it from her every day, going to work and stuff like that. I mean, things that she's provided for me in my life. I mean, I wouldn't be here without her. And that kind of just makes me wake up every day. Days I'm not, like, feeling it, or days I'm just not feeling it. It makes me, like, push that extra mile. I mean, that's really my why. And, I mean, Coach Mendenhall talks about that all the time. What is your why? I mean, and that's going to push you on those days that you're not feeling it. So, I mean, she's instilled that in me. And she's always instilled in me whatever I want, just go get it. She's never forced me really to do anything. She's just saying, whatever your dreams are, just go chase them. And that's what I do every day.
I think I wrote a story about you a couple summers ago. And I think at the time you mentioned that your mom sent you a text message every morning.
Yeah.
Kind of to inspire you and motivate you.
Yeah.
Does she still do that?
Yeah, it's not like every morning, but it's like a couple mornings a week. I mean, she just sends me something motivational just to keep me up, keep my spirits up and stuff like that. And I mean, I feel like it helps because it just keeps my eyes on the prize, knowing why I'm here. And it just keeps me focused on what I'm here for.
Your first two seasons here, when Mike London was the head coach, you wore jersey number 10. Coach Mendenhall came in, you won the selection process. I think you were going to pick number one, but you knew Dante Wilkins wanted it, and he was a senior at that point. You let him have it, and you wore 10 again. Last year, you switched to one. If you have your choice of numbers again this year, you going to stay at one? Or
yeah, I'm going to stay
at one. See, you're wearing a number 10 sweatshirt right now.
Yeah, I'm going to stay at one. This is actually a sweatshirt I got my first year. So,
strength and conditioning is a big part of what goes into that process. There's a new staff here this year led by Sean Griswold. A lot of the players have talked about that there's been more emphasis on lifting and lifting heavy weights and so forth. What's the program been like for you?
I mean, it's probably been the best program since I've been here. I mean, Coach Winchick and them, they had a very good program, and I really like their program, but I feel like this program is taking our team to a new level. I mean, as far as he asks a lot out of us in the weight room, but also running too. And I mean, I feel like people have gotten stronger. I mean, definitely gotten faster. I mean, it's just different type. I mean, we power clean a lot, and that was kind of different. A lot of guys weren't used to that at first, and then we do stuff on the field that's a little different. We do a lot more change of direction, just different type of conditioning, and I really feel like it's going to pay off for us in the fall.
How'd you do in the testing last week? I know the summer program wrapped up with bench press and clean and everything. How'd you do in that?
Oh, I did pretty good. My numbers stayed pretty high, so I'm kind of happy with that. And everybody else's numbers on our team kind of rose, and I feel like everybody did pretty good in their testing. And, I mean, we have more guys that are in the blue and black now, so mm-hmm. I mean, I feel like that's gonna pay off for us in the fall.
You were kind of famous early in your career here for being a man of few words and kind of letting your actions do the speaking for you. As you've gotten older and more experienced, and your role on the team has changed a little bit, have you kind of had to push yourself to be more vocal around your younger teammates, or are you the same guy you always were?
Yeah, I mean, I say a little bit, but I wait for the right times to say it. I'm not like a rah-rah dude. Like, when like we're lagging or something, I'll say something, but like, I kind of just still like lead by example. I have to say a little bit more now since I'm a senior and stuff. Like, people look at me a little bit more, and But I just kind of wait for the right times to say it. I just don't be like talking just to be heard. But I mean, I just like for the right times to say the right things, and just a little motivation here and there. And I mean, I have other leaders around me, like O on the offense, Bryce. So I mean, I'm not alone. So I kind of just leading by example and doing things the right way.
You led the team in rushing last season. Were you happy? How would you kind of assess your performance last year? Were you happy with the way you played, or did you come away thinking you could have done more or should have done more?
I think I left a little bit of yards out there. I mean, but I think this year with Bryce, it kind of opens the offense a little bit more for everybody. I mean, the receivers, me, it takes kind of the stress off the offensive line. So, I mean, last year I feel like I did pretty good in what I was asked to do, but I feel like I definitely left some yards out there. But, I mean, I feel like this year I'm just focused on just taking advantage of all the opportunities that I have to just to be the best for this team.
The offense as a whole had some real good moments last season. It also kind of struggled at the end of the regular season and then, you know, bottomed out against Navy in the Military Bowl. What did that leave it? I know the loss left a bad taste in the whole team's mouth, but what about kind of the way the offense came away from that season after being so prolific early and then kind of limping to the finish line?
So one thing we focused on in the spring is just becoming consistent. I mean, I feel like last year we had some up games, then we had some really down games, and I feel like that's one thing we focused on this offseason, becoming consistent. I mean, and that's one thing we focus in the spring, like having one great practice and then having two great practices, mm-hmm. and just building off of that. And I think we've done a great job with that. And we've built over that over the summer with the 7-on-7s, just becoming more consistent. And I feel like if we do that, that'll lead us to greater heights this season.
Couple transfers on the offensive side of the ball who are likely to have big impacts. You mentioned Bryce Perkins first at quarterback, and we'll come back to him. Another one is Marcus Applefield, who's a fifth-year senior offensive lineman, started at Rutgers. Huge guy. What I know you haven't actually been out there running behind him in live drills, but what's been your impression of Marcus so far?
Oh, I mean, he's definitely looks the part. I mean, yeah. You see him, he looks like a Division I offensive lineman. I mean, that's what you want in an offensive lineman. And, I mean, I feel like he's fit right in with the team, and he works hard. He can you can just come out and see how well he moves, and I'm very excited to see like what he can do, and I'm expecting big things out of him.
Marcus was not here for spring practice. Bryce Perkins was. I think most fans now are familiar a little bit about him. He's a dual threat quarterback who began his career at Arizona State, where Grizz was actually. You've spent a lot of time with him. He seems to kind of have seamlessly fit into the team and been accepted by his teammates, and looks like he's already taken on a leadership role. What's your impression been of him so far?
I mean, he's everything and more. I mean, I knew he was going to be a big contributor, but I mean, he from day one, I mean, he worked hard, and he fit right in. I mean, I told my coach, I mean, he fit right in. I mean, the way he works, the way he goes about his business, I mean, he fits right in. I mean, obviously his athleticism is one of the best I've ever seen as far as how athletic he is. And, I mean, it's just going to open up everything. I mean, and I feel like people discount, like, his arm strength. I mean, mm-hmm. I feel like his arm strength is just as good as anybody that I've seen. So, I mean, I feel like he's going to help us throwing in the throw game, the run game, just everything. He's going to help our whole offense, and it's just going to open up everything. And I'm excited to see what he's going to do this year.
You're heading into your third season with Mark Atuaya as your position coach. What's it like being in his room every day?
It's energetic. I mean, especially early in the morning. I mean, he comes in, tries to bring the energy every day. And, I mean, I love playing for him. I mean, he not only cares about like how good of a football player you are, he cares about more how good of a person you are, and he cares about what your future goals are and stuff like that. He's gonna do everything to help you reach them, and he just cares about you as a person. I mean, if you he's gonna take care of you like you his own child. So I mean, that's just who he is, and he's very passionate about his job, and he just cares for us.
Have you seen the clips of him from his days as a running back, either high school or in college.
I have, yeah.
You guys give him a hard time about that? Or?
A little bit. we saw a couple clips of him. He talks about it a little bit, how he had to block and stuff like that. So, I mean, he talks about it a little bit.
Three running backs played as true freshmen last year, Lamont Adkins, Jamari Peacock, and P.K. Kyer. P.K. had a really good spring in that the final spring practice, spring game, whatever you want to call it. He earned some praise from the coaches. A couple of them have kind of said he is in the mold of you, like a hard-running inside the tackle guy. What have you seen from P.K., and are you guys close because of that?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, he's just kind of like me. He doesn't really say much. I mean, he's just going to go about his business, and, I mean, I really like that. I really respect that. I mean, he doesn't really rah-rah all that. He just goes about his business. He runs the ball extremely hard. I mean, he's very physical, not only running the ball but blocking. And I really feel like after I'm gone, he's going to take that role of being that just physical runner and being able to move the chains and just be that dominant presence in the backfield.
There's a new rule in college football this year that will allow players, I think, to play as many as four games without counting it as a year of eligibility. So you can play in five seasons. When you look back on your first year, when you redshirted and did not play in any games, would it have been helpful for you to get a couple appearances just to get the feel of the college game?
Yeah, I definitely think it would help. I mean, especially maybe a game where, like, you're beating a team really badly and just get some experience and it won't count against your eligibility. Or, like, in a bowl game and just people are hurt and stuff like that. I mean, you get to get that experience rolling into the next year, building momentum. And I definitely feel like it helps with the experience and it kind of like elevates your program because you get the younger guys experience. And ultimately, that's going to be the future of the program. So.
You earned your bachelor's degree last spring, right?
Yes.
In American Studies. What's been your favorite class here so far or your favorite professor?
That's kind of tough. I would say I really like the major program that I had because I kind of got to develop my own major, kind of like around the interest that I wanted, and like my interests were race, gender, and sports. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of what my major was concentrated in. So I would say it was a Lisa Spiedel class. And it was about like gender and sexuality and stuff like that. It was very interesting because I mean it kind of like opened my perspective up to like new things that I didn't like wasn't thinking about before I took the class, and about like how people look at sexuality and stuff like masculinity within men too, and it's just different perspectives about things. And I mean she's a really cool teacher. She loves athletes, so I really like her.
The team plays at Georgia Tech on November 17th, which is likely to be your final game in Atlanta as a college player. Is that a big deal for you when you've played down there before? And you'll probably have a bigger role in the offense this year than you did 2 years ago when you played down there. Is that a game where there are going to be lots of Jordan Ellis fans in the stands?
Yeah. My mom's already getting that together, just seeing how many tickets I can get and stuff like that. So, I mean, it's definitely going to be a big deal. I think it's the second to last game.
Yep.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's going to definitely be a big deal. Kind of my final time playing, like, in Atlanta and stuff like that. But, I mean, I'm just focusing on enjoying this last ride and just enjoying the experience and just enjoying everything from practice to meetings to the games, just enjoying everything, taking it all in and just giving my all.
Well, great. Well, listen, I appreciate you coming across the street this morning. Good luck in training camp and this fall, and I'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks for having me.
As I mentioned at the top of the show, the first practice of training camp is tomorrow. The season opener is on Saturday, September 1st, against Richmond at Scott Stadium. Check virginiasports.com for stories, photos, and videos this month and throughout football season. At UVA Football is the team's official Twitter account, and that's also a go-to source for information on Coach Mendenhall's program. I'll be back next week with another podcast. Until then, thanks for listening, and go Hoos.